Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass in the studio. And we're broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camp RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Don't get fired for being weird, man. I mean, there's other reasons to get fired. Don't get fired for being weird. Like, come on now.
I think that's good. Hugh, that's good advice for everyone.
I mean, because
also, see, NFL players.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you get fired for being weird and it's just left as weird, you open yourself up for all kinds of reckless speculation.
Yeah, and reckless it is.
It's been so reckless.
All right. We got a lot to get to. As we just told DeCameron Richie, we appreciate crossing over with those guys.
About to get married, huh?
You know what? I'm so happy for John. And are you surprised? I mean, John looks super happy the last year. It's one of those things where, like, I saw it this morning. I was like, oh, of course. That was bound to happen. So congratulations.
The pressure pipes have been, you know, he's good.
I'm happy for John. Good for him. That's great. It's great news, John. Yeah.
Hey, that
was a lot.
That pressure buildup is real.
Yeah. You all right over there? And we're off and running on a Monday.
You feel me, Kyle Quinn? That pressure be real, bro.
I'm on this one.
Yeah, live from Champ Camp today. Eagles practice underway. They've got shoulder pads on.
They got on shoulder pads.
Yeah, we have a lot of football to get to today. We'll have Jordan Davis. We'll have Dallas Goedert. Elliott later in the show. I saw J.J. Watt went after Elliott, or at least what Elliott does. The service he performs for the public.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah, that bothered me.
We are in some unique times.
Yeah,
you know, Hall of Fame players going after writers? Come on, man.
It's crazy. All right, we'll get to all
that. Let that man live. Let that man eat.
And I have to get to something coming up next hour. I am so disappointed. I leave for 2 days. I went Cub Scout camping with my son.
How awesome was that?
It was awesome. I mean, sleeping in the Nats were not the greatest thing, but the whole time, I'm thrilled I got to go. It was
memories, fun. Man. That's memories.
Great time. But I did hear that Hugh Douglas may have had the worst football take of all time on Friday. So we'll get to that. But, Hugh, let's start with some Phillies. They go to New York this weekend. They beat the Yankees 2-3. Yesterday was disappointing. They could have swept that series.
Yeah.
Look, Wheeler didn't have his best stuff. Happens like 5 times a year. It's okay. They took 2-3 from the Yankees. It was a good weekend. And Hugh, we are now three days away.
3 whole days.
From the MLB trade deadline. Like, this thing is revved up. It is now. It is this week. Thursday at 6 p.m. is the trade deadline. And Hugh, I have a word in my head for the Phillies and for Dave Dombrowski.
What you got?
Desperate. I am desperate for the Phillies, and I need Dave Dombrowski to act desperately this week, because the Phillies in a year, and I feel like maybe we've not talked about this enough. There is no great team. There is no dominant team. Like, you look up at the standings every day, and you may see a different team having the best record in baseball twice a week. The Toronto Blue Jays, who we saw 2 months ago or a month and a half ago, and we beat up. They are the best team in the American League right now. That's the best the American League has to offer, is the Blue Jays. So I was like, they're not that good when we saw them. Mm-hmm. In the National League, the Dodgers are not having the same year as last year. Mookie Betts is not having that kind of year. Freddie Freeman not having that kind of year. Their pitching has been hurt. They're still formidable, obviously. They're the defending champ, but they're not as good as they have been the last couple of years. They've had injuries and age. The Mets are good, but not overwhelming this season.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs are good, but not overwhelming. The Brewers are hot, but... like, this is open for the Phillies. And watching them this weekend, like, when they're at their best, like we saw them Friday, Saturday, when Turner's getting on base and Schwarber's hitting bombs and Bryce has been hot lately, and now JT. Man, JT, this is the best I've seen him play in a year and a half, 2 years, or probably before the knee injury last year, so over a year. I am feeling desperate, because I sense and I feel like I know this is their best and their last shot at this thing. Hugh, how are you feeling on the Phillies? Should they be desperate? Should Dombrowski act desperately between now and Thursday? Because I'm viewing this as it's a now or never, final chance, go do it. And I am not going to be upset at Dave Dombrowski if he overpays on Thursday. Because if you don't overpay and you don't get what you want, I don't want to hear the press conference on Friday where it's like, well, we tried, but we got this year's Austin Hayes. No. I want to go for it. There's an opportunity to go win the World Series. Go win the World Series. Act desperately. Go do it. Hugh, where are you at on the Phillies? They win 2-3. We are 3 days from the trade deadline.
You know what? The first thing that comes to mind when I think of that, when I think of the Phillies and baseball in general, is parity. I know you like
yes.
to call it.
No, that's a good word.
Yeah, yeah. You call it something else, but it's parity.
There's no great team, which is another way of saying that. There's a lot of pretty good teams.
There's a lot of pretty good teams.
Yep.
And with that being said, there's a lot of teams that are going to be in the hunt or feel like they're in the hunt. I think you have to be smart in the decisions that you make, because it's not a guarantee. Now, that you're in a position and you have a good enough team that you can win it all, but you have to make the right moves. And what I mean by that, you can't make the moves that's going to handicap your franchise for the next foreseeable for the next coming years, for the foreseeable future. So I think that when you say make desperate moves, that to me sounds like, you know, you're just doing whatever you can to get a piece that not necessarily guarantees anything.
So you're right in saying nothing guarantees anything, right? Like and I think it was John Middleton brought this up a couple weeks ago when he spoke before a series, saying, hey, in 09, 10, 11, they made those kind of moves and they didn't win the World Series, right? So there's no guarantee. We're going to bring up some big names today. The one that the Phillies are connected to that's probably the best player right now is Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman from Arizona.
Like,
getting him doesn't guarantee the World Series,
but it puts you in a better position.
Sure. And I'm at the point now where I'm looking at the league and I won't be, like, if I'm Dombrowski, I won't be able to sleep at night knowing I didn't give us the best chance. And the parity thing, like, the Phillies could put themselves above the pack.
Mm-hmm.
They could put themselves as the favor. They could be the best team in baseball if they make the right moves. If they land the right bat and land the right bullpen arm and move the right starter to the bullpen in October, they could be the best team. And I know we're flawed. Like, they're not perfect, but nobody's perfect.
No, every team has flaws. But here's the thing, Joe. All of those moves that you're talking about made, because from what I read, their biggest concern right now, they want relief pitching.
The Phillies. Yeah, as they should. But I think they also need a bat. But
As they should. But that sounds like that is going to be their focal point.
Mm.
Like, they're trying to get pitching. But all these other moves that you're talking about making, how much are they willing to give up to make those moves? And I'll tell you another thing that when we talk about this, that kind of doesn't match up for me, is that when I got here, the big story was, hey, we need to fill the trophy room. And we need to do whatever we can do to do that. For the energy that they gave and what they've been doing the last couple seasons that I've been here, it's not matching.
It has, and that's why this year for me needs to be different. And I think for Dombrowski it needs to be different. Act desperate. Like, the last few deadlines, they've acted like this window is wide open. They have years to go. The future matters a lot. They didn't act desperately. Let's be real. Austin Hayes and Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro, Tanner Banks, like, that's not desperate. I want Dave Dombrowski to go into this with, I'm not getting shut out. I'm not walking away from this deadline without
giving.
I'm not
taking no for an answer.
That's what I mean. And
I hear you.
Sometimes you got to act like, sometimes it's okay to overpay for things in life. If you really want something, the price doesn't have to matter. See, this really does fit with you. You won't overpay for anything.
I'm gonna try not to.
Yeah, I'm overpaying.
Put it like this, Joe. Like, do the deal that's comfortable for you.
Well, yeah, but where does that gotten us the last couple years?
Yeah, you're right. No, I get exactly what you're talking about. I understand that. But you're still operating from a position of you have to think about the next day, the future, if you
will. Yeah, I'm not the future matters less and less to me every day. And before we go to Kyle on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, live at Eagles camp today. We'll get to a lot of Eagles. A couple interviews later with Jordan Davis, the Dallas Gutter. Starting with the Phillies, winners of 2 out of 3 over the weekend. You know, a couple things have changed the calculus for me on why I'm willing to be desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Turner's play this season, which has been better this year and more consistent in the last couple years. And I hope I'm not getting fooled by just a hot month. JT playing like this, like,
you want to take it, you want to strike while the iron is hot.
And JT's a free agent. Like, two of their four best hitters are free agents, JT and Schwarber. So, like, those guys could walk out the door this offseason. Like, this is their best shot and maybe their last shot. I can't let this go by. I have to go win the World Series right now. And I'm willing to act desperately. I want Dave Dombrowski to act desperately. Should the Phillies be desperate to make a huge move by Thursday? 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down as the Phillies take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees and the clock is ticking on Dave Dombrowski here?
Yeah, I'm trying to be measured about this thing.
Measured?
That's not me, though.
No, it's
not. That's
not
you. Me.
Yeah, be
I'm being me. I'm desperate. The Phillies should be desperate. I think we would look back on this and regret not taking a big swing and overpaying a little bit more than we would the other way around. And I think, like, sort of what you said, just the way the offense looks right now, like, it makes me think I might do crazy things to add a really good bat to this lineup and just helping out this pitching staff by adding a back-end bullpen piece. Like, I'm looking at the rest of the league, and I think what tips me over this way more than anything You know who is going to be desperate? You know who is going to take a big swing? The Mets.
Yep.
The Dodgers. Like, I can't let them go for it and us get shut out, like you said, and end up not making a move. Like, I don't want to get left in the dust by those teams for the division and in the playoffs. Like, just knowing what everybody else is going to do to separate themselves from the pack, like, I can't allow this to be another deadline where we don't go all in and really take a big swing. Like, I think I would rather overpay a little bit to help this team get a better chance to win the World Series than not. So I'm desperate.
You know, that was an interesting point Kyle brought up to add to this, right? So we both agreed, Hugh, that the league right now looks like more parity than greatness, right? Mm-hmm. And the Phillies are part of that. They're good. They're at times very good. But, you know, they're similar to the Dodgers, similar to the Mets, similar to the Tigers, Blue Jays, Cubs, Brewers. But what Kyle said is true. By Friday morning, some of those teams, if not all of them, may have improved by a lot. Like, the Phillies could look at those teams right now and say, we have just as good of a chance as anybody to win the World Series. We don't have to do too much. But by Friday morning, the Dodgers may go get a big-time closer. The Mets may go get a big-time starting pitcher. Like, the Phillies can't stay static because the league's not going to stay static.
Yeah.
I want Dombrowski to act desperately. Go for it. Be the Dave. When Dave Dombrowski was hired here, we thought we were getting a guy that put all his chips in the middle. And
yeah,
we haven't seen that.
That's
we
what he said.
That.
He did say that. As I look at the standings, man, it's a whole
it's
lot
all,
of 50s.
It's tight.
It's super tight.
The whole NL, the good teams NL have like between 56 and what, 61 wins? It's the same. Like, go separate from the
most,
pack.
The most wins is 63.
What is that, Toronto?
Dodgers? Blue Jays,
yeah,
Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And everybody else, 60. 57, a lot of 50s,
right,
a lot of teams right there.
Right there. So go separate. Go make the move to get over the top. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Should the Phillies and Dave Dombrowski act desperately to make a big move at the deadline? I say yes. Let's go for this thing. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy desperate Monday, man.
It is a desperate Monday, Chris. It's a desperate week. Go finish this thing. Let's go win a World Series. What do you got, Chris?
Mr. Dombrowski, please don't buy the fool's gold again like you did last year. This offense is not that good. They need help, okay? So we need a legit outfielder, and we need a shutdown bullpen arm. Not just a bullpen arm. We need a lockdown bullpen arm. And I know that the price tag is going to be extremely high, but I want Mason Miller.
Hi.
I need that high-octane power closer. I told you guys he reminds me of Billy Wagner. I mean, just that's what I want. And as far as an outfielder, go get me Joe Adell. Bring me in a 26-year-old center fielder that's got some slug in him and is an athlete. That's what I want. You know what, though, guys? Because you said it. I'm sick and tired of watching the Dodgers go out. The Dodgers go out, and they always seem to not have problem trading their prospects or spending money, and yet we sit over here on our thumbs all the time, guys. And that's where I'm just at with it. I'm just tired of it. Joe Giglio, though, I got a bone to pick with you because I think you're a fraud.
What did I do? What did I do?
You're a fraud. I don't believe you're desperate. I think walk with me. I think you might be, and I know the listeners are going to be shocked by this, but I think Joe Giglio is trying to be taken today with that he's desperate. I don't really believe that.
I am desperate. I just explained why.
I explained
why I'm desperate. They're good enough right now, just like the rest of the pack, but I want to separate. And Chris, JT hitting like this and Turner having the year like this may never happen again. This might be the best we ever get out of Trey Turner, and it might be the last out of Real Muto. Why wouldn't I be desperate to win with this group?
I don't think you're desperate because I'm going to ask you. I'm desperate because I'm even desperate that I'll take a center fielder with 16 home runs with an 864 OPS that's 27 years old. Sounds good, doesn't it, Joe?
Sure, who's
that? I don't believe you're desperate. I want you to answer the question when I hang up, because I'm so damn desperate. Go get me Mickey Moniak!
Yeah, we're not doing that. No thanks, Chris. No thanks. Mickey Moniak? Has anyone looked how much of his damage he's done as in Coors Field? That might be a big part of the reason why he's hit the way he is. That's not... Mickey Moniak is not the answer to this thing.
So,
can we please?
Real quick, I got a bone to pick, too.
Okay, or Chris?
No, I'm going to need Hugh to stop eating that water ice.
Why?
And wait for the break. Because I keep hearing your lip smack. It's really annoying. I can't take it.
And we're off and running on a new weekend.
Well, It's gone now.
We got a break in a few minutes. All right, good.
It's a wrap. It's gone. It was so tasty.
Yeah, see, this is a little inside radio. When Kyle's not with us, he can't really get
thoroughly irritated.
Well, he can't
hear it through my headset. It's like right in my ear. It's got to stop.
It was so brutal. Good.
In the
mukbang. Yeah. Mukbang at 10,
20. That's not what the audience wants. Not what we want. So when we're in the studio, Kyle can off-air yell at Hugh's here. Tell him to stop it. When we're not in the studio, that requires a little more direct.
My bad, dog. My bad. It was so good, though. It was. I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm already.
And then when you're with the sweetest fish, you got it. You know, you can't let it get too melty. You got to.
Well,
go
you're
ahead
just drinking it. Basically, it becomes soup at that point.
It was tasty.
Here's the issue, though. I'm annoyed at Hugh for what he said on Friday that we're going to get to later in the show. Now Kyle's annoyed at Hugh.
Join the club. Everybody's
annoyed
at me.
You're also just taking the easy way out. Do nothing Douglas over here as we're trying to win a World Series. Oh, don't overpay. Don't go in big. What's the point of all this? Sustainability? 5 years from now? They could win the World Series this year with a big move. Go
I agree.
Make it.
I agree. But I feel like when you say be desperate, to me, that's not operating from a position of power. That's playing checkers.
They're
that's
not in
that's
a position
not a
of power.
That's not a chess.
They're an older team with their biggest hitter as a free agent. Why? If I'm the A's or the Twins or whoever, what DeBrowski's going to push me around? I'm going to push him around.
No, I definitely see your point. I definitely see your point, but I guess it's the way that you phrase it. You know, be desperate. No, that's
desperate.
Being desperate is like making that move. Like if you at the club at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you just try to go home with whomever else is there that's available.
Listen, I can make the case. This team is at their 2 a.m. in the morning. It's time.
Last call.
Last call.
If we're not desperate, the Mets are going to end up going home with that girl.
Yeah, right. Sometimes,
what
do you
always
say?
Last call.
What do you say? You got to shoot your shot?
You got to shoot the J.
Dave's got to shoot the J. This is the week for the Phillies to finish this thing and go get the missing pieces to win a World Series. Should the Phillies act desperately this week to acquire a star? I say yes. And if it means an overpay, it means an overpay. 215-592-9494. We'll get the some of the names being linked to the Phillies, including two big names, power hitters that were linked on this weekend. How those guys fit? Is it worth it? Are they worth it? We'll dive into that coming up. Your call as well. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies be desperate to make a big move this week? I say yes. Hugh isn't feeling it. He's also getting yelled at by Kyle. We're off and running live from Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.